Here's who won key House primaries in Arizona. Some of the House's most competitive primaries have been decided across Arizona, teeing up midterm races that could help decide which party controls the chamber after the midterms. Two of the most significant races took place in Arizona's 1st District, which the Cook Political Report and the University of Virginia Center for Politics rate as a toss-up in November. In the fight for the Democratic nomination, Dr. Amish Shah defeated former journalist Marlene Gullon Woods, businessman Jonathan Treble, and tech media veteran Rick McCartney. As of 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, Shah had received 39.8% of the vote. Gullon Woods trailed him with 34.1%, with Treble in third at 17.6%. According to federal election records, Treble spent heavily in the race, disbursing $3.3 million to just $1.5 million by Shah as of July 1st. Independent spending in the race included over $90,000 to oppose Shah from Crush MAGAPAC, an organization that has paid more than $100,000 to the DC firm Mothership Strategies. Crush MAGAPAC has come under fire from progressives for targeting left-leaning and anti-Israel candidates. Gullon Woods, who lost the 2024 primary to Shah, was added to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's Red to Blue program in May. Shah is a physician and former member of the Arizona House of Representatives who won the 2024 Democratic primary in the same district. He lost in November 2024 to incumbent Representative David Schweikert. Schweikert decided against running for re-election, instead seeking the Republican nomination in the gubernatorial primary. He lost the race to Representative Andy Biggs. If he locks down his current lead, Shah will face the winner of the Republican primary, Jay Feely, in November. Feely defeated former Arizona State Representative Joseph Chaplick and John Trabeau, a technology consultant. As of Wednesday night, the retired NFL place kicker had garnered 49.8% of the vote, besting Chaplick, who received 35.7% to come in second. Feely, who has worked as a television football analyst, received President Donald Trump's endorsement in the race. Early polling showed Feely lagging behind Chaplick, a businessman who co-founded the conservative Arizona Freedom Caucus, but Feely was edging him out by late June. Feely led Democratic and Republican candidates in the district alike in cash on hand as of July 1st, with almost $800,000 in reserve as compared to $130,000 held by Chaplick's campaign. In Arizona's 6th district, primary election day was less dramatic. Representative Juan Ciscomani went unchallenged in his primary. So did his prospective Democratic opponent, Joanna Mendoza. Mendoza, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who has worked in the nonprofit world and political consulting, has led Ciscomani in polling. Both Cook and UVA Center for Politics have assessed that the district is a toss-up. Federal elections records show that Mendoza has outraised the incumbent, though he has about $4.1 million cash on hand compared to the roughly $3.3 million in her coffers as of July 1st. The races in Arizona's 2nd district were also free of fireworks. Representative Eli Crane, who was uncontested, won the primary, setting up a match against Jonathan Nez, the former president of the Navajo Nation. Crane beat Nez last cycle, too. Cook and the UVA Center for Politics have classified Crane's district as likely Republican. Likely, but not quite safe for the GOP. All three districts made the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's target list for 2026.